he'd take them forward with his wheelbarrow and get them and bring them home. And he had different kind of saw. He would split it right down the middle to make posters out of it. Well, that was, what that was called? Cross ties. That's what that was called. But the little blocks that he would put on the fence was piece of the 2x4s, which you call posters. Now, like that post in the door there, what the door's nailed on to?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd call it a post. He called it 2x4, because it was about that wide, all the way around, about that thick. And he would use that. Well, like anything he wanted to nail on his strong. Well, we also had swings in the yard, but they were made out of trees.
Yeah.
But he would tie a rope in the tree, let it hang down. He cut us a little board and put on that rope for us to swing.
Yeah.
And we had, that was in Irish China. We had big trees out there. And
what
we
kind
also,
of trees?
A big oak trees. Oh. And we also had a hammock my mother used to put out in the yard. And we didn't have those iron stands to put it on like they have now. My daddy connected them to two trees. Mm-hmm. Put it under the tree and lay in a hammock.
Things must have been a lot different in the country than it were here.
It was a lot cheaper. We growed all our own vegetables. We growed snap beans,
yeah.
Cabbage, mustard greens, corn, tomatoes, okra. You could go out there and pick anything you want and cook it all together. And you call it a gumbo zat. It was all cooked
gumbo
together.
Gumbo zat.
Yeah, it was all cooked together.
Well, now, talking about the house, on the outside of the house, what did you call those boards that would lap over each other? You know, like you have on your house, outside the wall.
Yeah, well, the only thing I know, we call them shingles.
Shingles?
That's what we call them.
Okay.
But it's another name for them now.
Yeah.
I forget what you call them, but we call them shingles.
Because yeah.
Like a board, like the storm coming, the board would fall off of the house.
Uh-huh.
Papa said, well, I have to go out there and fix the house when the shingles fell.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what they called it. I don't know what it was.
Would you have a room, say, a little room where you could get a lot of sunlight in the city? You know, have you ever seen those houses in
yeah.
the city?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They call them sun parlors here.
Sun parlors. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
but we didn't have any in those days. We didn't have anything like that. We wanted to go out in the sun. We always had grass in the yard. Because one part of the yard where the animals was where we played at. And we'd go out there and throw blankets on the ground if we wanted to light out. And go in the grass. And if we'd get a red bug on, sometimes they had red bugs.
Yeah.
Well, my mother kept Optican soap in the house at all times. She just scrape a little piece of Optican soap off, put it on the spot with a red bug, come right out. Yeah, you don't see Optican soap no more now.
Yeah, you don't see red bugs either.
No.
Not here in the city.
No, well, you don't.
Would there be a room, say, where y'all could, a room in the house where you would relax and have other and recreation, you know, and that sort of thing? All the family would gather there?
In the dining room. We always have a gathering in the dining room.
Yeah.
We hardly sit in the living room. Unless it was after dinner, they'd be doing. Well, you see, in those days, people didn't sit down like they do now. When they come to visit, they'd always pick you and help. Whatever you was doing, everybody was doing it with you. If you were cooking, some of them was setting the table, or some of them was cleaning off the glasses. I don't care how the glasses was washed. Whenever you got ready to set the table,
they
always took a dish towel and wiped that glass out. That glass had to be clear enough for my mother to see through it. It didn't go on the table. That's the way she was, just particular like that.
What would you wash the dishes with?
Optican powder or grandma powder.
I mean, what kind of, would you use a cloth or a rag to wash them with?
We used a dishcloth. My mother used to have a flour sack